Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
I'm joined by Sinead O'Neill, who's travelled from County Waterford to be with us here today in studio. Sinead, good afternoon. You're very welcome to the programme. We were also due to be joined by Ciara O'Connell from Douglas in County Cork. And unfortunately, due to Ciara's condition with endometriosis, she hasn't been able to make it here in studio with us today. But our producer, Dee King, is with us in studio because you've been in touch, Dee, with Ciara this morning.
Yeah, Ciara actually sent me a statement and asked me to read it out. She was so unwell, she wasn't able to make it in with us. So she has sent me this statement instead. It says, "My name is Ciara. I have suffered from pain my whole life, but the last few weeks have been extreme. My quality of life is gone. I'm no longer who I was. I cannot go out. The only time I leave the house is to go to the hospital or GP. I was sent home for chronic pain 4 times before anyone gave me any help. My life is full of pain, nausea and weakness. I cannot eat a full meal without agony. I cannot enjoy a simple walk outside. I'm out of work, a job I love. My mental health has been tested and is suffering. I do not know who I am anymore. I even need help to shower for fear of fainting. This is not a life. This is complete torture. I have made the difficult decision to travel abroad for surgery because the care I need is not available here. I am petrified about the journey, the pain while traveling, being in a new country and facing the unknown. But it is my only chance to reclaim my life. I am so grateful that my fundraiser is doing well and that my community has rallied around me with incredible support. Their kindness is giving me hope. I wanted so much to be in the studio today, to tell my story in person and just to feel like myself again, if only for a few minutes. But once again, endometriosis has taken that opportunity away from me. As you listen to this, I am in bed in extreme pain, fighting nausea, weakness and exhaustion. I am breathing slowly and deeply to calm a body that keeps betraying me. Please do not let anyone tell you that this is just a period problem or that this is all in our heads. Endometriosis is a systemic inflammatory disease that takes your life away. It deserves understanding, compassion and change."
I think it says an awful lot that, you know, Ciara sent that lengthy statement, you know, Dee, in today because she very dearly wanted to be here. It takes an awful lot of courage, you know, to go out and to share your story and to set up a GoFundMe page, particularly when you are travelling abroad. And you know, we really feel for Ciara and thank her for getting in touch with us. And unfortunately, we didn't get to see her today, but hopefully we will on another occasion. Sinead O'Neill, though, is with me because, Sinead, Ciara's story resonates with you. I mean, this is a journey that you have recently travelled.
Yes, in June, I was over in Athens in Greece, and I can't even tell you the absolute care and just miraculous talent of this doctor, whose name is Dr. Dinos. He saved my life, basically.
How bad were your symptoms? What was day-to-day life like here with endometriosis?
It was horrible. My GP didn't believe in my pain, so she didn't give me any pain relief, even though I had gone constant trips, complaining. And it's just horrible for you to be told that it's not that important, or, you know, you're just being overdramatic, or, you know, it's all in your head, when you know that there's a physical reason for your pain. So to be able to go abroad is scary, yes, but you feel like you've no choice in Ireland because the doctors, number one, it took 16 years to get a diagnosis. Gosh. And then I was fobbed off and not given any aftercare, not given any advice on future care, because this is a chronic disease. It will grow back.
So the laparoscopy and all of the different diagnostics that are used, did you have any of that at any stage in Ireland?
Yes. So in 2018, I went for a laparoscopy because I was complaining of symptoms for over 16 years being fobbed off by doctors. And I was literally crying to my GP saying, "I need help." So they finally referred me to a gynecologist in Dublin, went, had the surgery, was completely uninformed about endometriosis at that time, and was basically told, "Oh, it was mild. You can go back to work after a week.
But the pain persisted.
Oh, the pain got worse because they did ablation, which I found out afterwards. Ablation is where they burn off the top, whereas this is like a weed and you need to cut it out from the root, which is exactly what I had done when I was in Greece.
Where did you find out about the surgery, or how did you find out about surgery in Greece?
I found out about travelling abroad through the Joe Duffy show, funnily enough. So I hadn't even thought previous to that about going abroad, but I was at the stage where I was getting, like, my quality of life was gone. I was
literally
in bed for an entire week where I couldn't eat anything because I would just vomit it back up. I couldn't keep even water down. It had to be really small sips.
Yeah.
And it just, you'd have maybe 1 week where you could do maybe basic things, but it sucked everything out of you.
So you travelled to Greece. Did anyone go with you?
Yes, my aunt. Yeah, she came with
me. That's not an easy journey, Sinead.
No.
And was it during the summer you went?
Yes,
yeah.
40 degree heat. But it didn't matter because you're in such a desperate situation that you need help and you need it now. And I was so lucky that I was privileged to be able to go, because you do have to pay the money up front, especially for any kind of scheme that is in Ireland. I went for the cross-border directive. So they do require you to prepay and then claim it back afterwards.
Okay, so you were able to get some of the funds,
some of the money back.
Okay.
They don't cover everything though. So my surgery was over 8,000 and I got about 7.5 back.
Okay. And then I presume while you were there with your aunt in Greece, there's obviously a cost associated with that.
There is, of course. So that was an extra few thousand. Yep. Yeah.
How long were you there for?
I was there for 2 weeks. Yeah.
And was it all in hospital treatment for the 14 days?
It was a consultation and then I had my pre-op testing. And then after that, then I had the surgery and you stay about 8 or 9 days after.
After. So there's kind of support service and
there is
care there.
Yeah. The care over there. Yeah. I'd paid for private healthcare when I went for my surgery in Dublin versus the private healthcare in Greece. Like, there's such a drastic difference. Mm. And I don't understand why, because we deserve that kind of treatment here.
You're not the first person I've talked to here on the show many times on Lunchtime Live about travelling abroad and to many other countries actually as well, even beyond Greece. Like, I'm sure you're hearing that from the consultants there, that this is a path now well worn by Irish women.
There's minimum 3 to 4 Irish women every week in Greece for this particular doctor to be treating. Yeah.
And what are they doing differently? Like, what different type of surgery did you get there?
It was excision surgery by a specialist, because let's be clear, in Ireland, they have a special interest in endometriosis. They are not specialists.
They're all gynecologists.
Yes,
but
they are gynecologists with a special interest. So to me, a special interest doesn't mean anything, because when you are not qualified to do a proper surgery, when you don't know what you're doing, you know, how can you actually help somebody?
We're qualified to do it, but I suppose if 3 to 5 women are travelling even alone from Ireland every week, I suppose...
That's just for one doctor, yes.
Yeah, the more you do, you know, I suppose the better you get, the quicker you get, the easier it is to identify.
Yes,
to
but
identify.
You see, a lot of these doctors, you know, they're just so unempathetic as well, because they don't... The quality of even just informed consent, I never got that here. That is supposed to be given to you.
And
you're
what
supposed
do you mean
to
by
know
that?
By... informed consent, I mean, like, before the surgery, they tell you all of the different scenarios that could possibly happen and what they would do if this XYZ happened.
Okay.
That never happened to me when I was in Dublin.
So
the doctor never said anything about any risks. He'd never said anything about complications. He never specified aftercare for me, because this is a disease that will grow back.
Yeah. And since you've come home, Sinead, since your surgery earlier this year in Greece, How has your life changed? Like, just, you know, the day-to-day ability, like, you know, you really feel for Ciara in the statement that she sent in, because she really wanted to be here today with you and to talk about, she's launched a GoFundMe page to try and raise funds to do that journey you did. And like, she's physically not able to get out of bed today. She's just said in her statement, her head in a bucket. You know, that is the impact that this is having on her. So have you come full circle? Like, you drove from Waterford, I suppose, today to be here, so...
It was... full circle, really. I'm a completely different person now, because I have no chronic pain. I have lost weight, which had been impossible to do before that, because you're in such chronic pain that you physically cannot exercise, because that will induce dizzy spells, which will then incur vomiting and etc. So it's a knock-on effect. So the fact that I have no pain, I haven't had any pain since I woke up from the surgery. It was that miraculous of just waking up after 22 years of constant pain to then be free of it. It's very surreal.
And do you get, is there a level of aftercare now, or do you require it even aftercare? Or I presume there'd be some level of follow-up appointment at some point. Is that something you can get here?
No.
Most go back to Greece for that.
I would.
But I suppose if they did the surgery.
I would choose to, yes. Yeah, because most of the doctors will not, they'll refuse to see you here because they do not approve of you going abroad. And they make that very clear. Because when you're applying for the cross-border directive, you need to have a GP sign off on it first. And my GP reluctantly signed off on it. But I basically said I was not asking for her permission. I was doing what I needed to do for me.
Listeners got in touch to say, just listening to Ciara talking today about endometriosis and News Talk at the minute. I'm 6 weeks post-operation from that endosurgery myself. I too had to travel to Greece, as this listener. Another texter says, truly awful to hear of Ciara's pain. Awful to think that she couldn't get the help she needed here in her own country as well. Hang tight, Ciara, comes in from Chris too. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. You know, I suppose Ciara heading abroad, the GoFundMe page that she has set up, like you can see, I'm sure, more and more women doing this now.
There's lots. Yeah. We're in a WhatsApp group together and there's so many women that are either just going over now. There's, I think, 6 or 7, I'd say, that have gone over in the last kind of week or so.
And it's a growing number.
Oh, it is. Yeah. But when you have doctors that can't help you here because they leave it so long that it invades so many different organs that they're not capable of handling it, then I was so lucky I went
to take the trip you did.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm glad to hear you're doing well and really appreciate Sinead you travelling in today to be with us. Sinead O'Neill there from County Waterford, and thinking too of Ciara O'Connell from Douglas in Cork. As I mentioned, Ciara's GoFundMe page is available if people want to get involved with that.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.